Hi everyone. We have a quorum, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. Just before we begin this public meeting, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance: Nicole Caudle, Ezra Nair, and Mike Ostermiller. And we'd like to excuse Gary Harder and Bill Jensen. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. If you would like to make a comment during a public hearing portion of the meeting, please use the raise hand functionality. A staff member will unmute you when it's appropriate. With those reminders, I'll turn the floor over to the chair to conduct today's meeting.
Hey, thank you, Morgan. Welcome, board. Appreciate you being here today. We will start with a review and approval motion for approval or discussion on the minutes of June 19th, 2025, the Maida Mountain Veterans Program Public Infrastructure District meeting. Please to the board.
Madam Chair, this is Mike Ostermiller. I'll make a motion. We approve the June 19th minutes.
As
Do I have a
Nair, I'll
second?
second.
Great. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, we move that motion carries. We'll go on to item number two, which is resolution 2026-1. This is a resolution of the board, the Maida Mountain Veterans Program Public Infrastructure District. That is a tongue twister. Adopting a tentative budget for fiscal year 2026-2027. And I'll turn some time over to our awesome CFO, Paula.
Hi, my name is Paula Eldridge. I'm the finance officer for the Mountain Veterans Public Infrastructure District. Just a couple of highlights on the budget. The revenues that are coming in, there's a portion of it that's coming in from funds from the bonds that we issued back in 2024. But we're also seeing a growth in the pledged revenues that support those bonds as a result of the construction of the inn and construction of the townhomes that are part of the public infrastructure district. Actually, and what you see on the expenses, we are anticipating that there will be revenues to help offset additional construction costs this next year, as well as covering our debt service. And with that, I open it to any questions from the board.
Paul, can you make that just a little bigger?
Oh.
Okay.
And Paula, I have a question. Gary, did you have a question? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, it was to make it bigger. That was
Okay,
all.
great. Can you please just verify for me? I just want to make sure and say it back to you that I understand. So, the budgetary use of fund balance in fiscal year 2026 of 19 million is a continuation of those bond proceeds and the spend through of that. And then we look to the fiscal year 2027 proposed budget appropriation and see that that's been spent down to 2 million, correct?
That is correct. And what we did is we actually put some money aside for capitalized interest through December 1st of 2027. So that was a kind of a safety net for us. The funds that aren't needed for capitalized interest can be used for to reimburse project costs.
Great. I appreciate that extra explanation. Thanks, Paula. Any other questions from the board? Okay, seeing none, I'll turn it to you for a motion.
Ezra Nair, I'll make that motion to approve the resolution 2026-01 adopting the tentative budget for fiscal year 26-27.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion also carries. Okay, great. Well, we're in the short budget cycle, and this PID's pretty straightforward from a budget perspective. So thank you all for hopping on, but I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Okay. Rule that motion carries. We stand adjourned. Thank you.
Meeting adjourned at 2:05. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.